The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good 7:01 a.m. on a Tuesday morning to you. Glad you could join us. Richard Gage, you like him about the upcoming 9/11 events and talking about 9/11, 9/11. What was the Bushite doing reading that upside-down copy of a book in a classroom in Florida when it all came down? False flag attack. We'll talk to Richard Gage about that in the next hour. Frank Davis will be joining us on the final half hour of our show, talking about OptiVita products. And that means they are going for 10% off at the Power Mall. Deborah Tavares will be joining us tomorrow, talking about the Maui fires and DEW, which is the Directed Energy Weapons. Lee Dundas, who is an attorney. I've not talked to her before, maybe in passing at the Clay Clark Reawaken America tour, but she'll be on the show Thursday talking about the fight against child slavery. And Paul Lawrence, former Undersecretary for Benefits at the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, will be discussing a book he's got out on veterans benefits. Now, that might be something if you're a vet and you want to know exactly what's available to you, you might be interested in picking up a copy of that book. We'll talk about it on Friday. And of course, if you do not hear the Power Hour radio broadcast on your local station, reach out to the station, especially if they're like a news talk and their morning is kind of like, we know you need to hear your local news because that's important. And a lot of the local stations cover it, albeit don't know whether it's biased or not. Conservative, liberal, whatever. A lot of it you have to filter, right? That's what you have. God gave you a sound mind for, is to filter that stuff. So call the program director of the radio station and reach out and tell him, look, if you just want a sample, pick up your phone, call 631-359-8232. That's where everybody calls to listen to the Power Hour directly by phone, 631-359-8232. And let them listen to the show. And if they like it, then have them contact us at support@thepowerhour.com, and we can get them connected and be regular contributors on their morning programs. That's how we get more listeners. Now, we also appreciate your contributions because that keeps us going as well. You can snail mail them to P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri 65814. Call Jay when the Power Mall opens at 8 a.m. Central at 877-817-9829. It costs us about $3,000 a month to go towards paying the broadcasting bills. And we only have 2 donations so far for August, so let's get moving. Appreciate those. And shopping with a Partners tab, of course. That's why OptiVita Hemp Products is on our Partners tab. For those of you who want the hemp products, we cannot sell them directly. They have to be drop shipped to you from OptiVita directly. And so that is a Partners tab type of thing, and that does not apply to our OptiVita sales that we have on the Power Mall. But Dr. Becker's Bites, Genesis Gold Company, Lion Energy, Sauna Space, The Grow Network, James McCanny Water Filters, MyPillow, Butterfly Essential Oils, Star West Botanicals, Flag Connections, EMF Rocks, all our partners here and more. And we're adding partners every so often, so check back. And if you make a purchase with one of our partners, please let us know one way or another, phone call, email, whatever the case may be, so we can get credit. That's how we stay on the air, folks. The Power Mall and thepowerhour.com both have newsletters. If you go to the websites, respectively, if you have internet, a lot of you don't, you're listening to this over and over again, going, oh my God, I could just about recite everything you do in the morning. Good for you. It means you're paying attention. That's right. You click on our newsletter tab and there you have it. We get the info to you because you need the info. The Power Hour has a forum too. You click on the community tab when you go online and you can share your thoughts and chat with other listeners as well. And then, of course, we have another way you can listen. That's through Rick's Satellite Systems. For $269, which includes shipping, he's going to send you a dish. This is Rick Kaler in the beautiful city of Blue Springs, Missouri, at 816-228-1801. And you set that up in your yard, aim it to the south, dial it in with your TV set, and Rick will help you do it. That's the nice thing about it. You can always call him directly. And we still have a dish system to give away, as a matter of fact. Give it away? What are you talking about, Krieger? Yeah, we're giving one away. And in order to be in the running, it's a simple thing. All you got to do is snail mail us a letter to P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814, or email us at support@thepowerhour.com. Include your name, address, and phone number. Please include your area code, too. Don't assume we know everything about you. Rick will probably want to call you and talk to you ahead of time about whether or not you can use the system. He's going to read your letter. Let us know why you think you deserve this system we're going to be giving away. And you might get it. So, I mean, is that too darn difficult? I don't think so. All right. So aside from that, we're moving on to the news right now at 6 minutes after the hour. Idalia apparently now is not just going to be a tropical storm. No, 33 counties plus are now being declared as emergency disaster areas. Idalia is slated to strengthen into a Category 3 before slamming into the Gulf Coast tomorrow. And this is according to the latest forecast model released by the Weatherman on Crack at the National Hurricane Center. I know I should be more respectful, shouldn't I? Yeah, but do they get it right all the time? No. And when you get these meteorologists on TV that sit there and lecture you and tell you to do what you're told, I'm sorry, those wink guys got under my skin during Hurricane Irma telling me to go do what you're told. I'm like, up yours, buddy. You got a lot of nerve. You're just a TV weatherman. You got a lot of nerve sitting there telling me to go jump in the lake. Ah, no. Now I'm going to tell you to go jump in the lake. I just really, the audacity of some of these libtards, it's like they think I don't have a mind of my own. And then you got this phallic symbol with ears, governor named Rick Scott, that sits there and says, yeah, the storm surge will kill you. And nothing happened. But yet, by saying that with his little Navy hat on, covering up his bald head, which is why I refer to it as a phallic symbol with ears, he turns I-75 into a parking lot. Oh, my God. You see, this is the thing. When they're not using their head and they're trying to fearmonger, this is what you get. I know, you know, guess what the excuse is? Better safe than sorry. Really? Yeah. Did you tell people ahead of time? And see, people in Florida, here's the thing about them versus us. And us being people who don't live in Florida, right? I lived in Florida. I can tell you right now, if you didn't have a generator and somewhat of a supply of regular gasoline to power the generator, and you didn't have hurricane lamps, and you didn't have first aid kits, and you didn't have lots and lots of a supply of water, you know, and if you had a pool, you had a pool pump, because I guarantee you a sump pump or something like that that you could put in the filter and pump all that water out, because all that water will fill up your pool and then it'll backflow into your house. And if you didn't have some way of hooking that into a generator to pump all that rain out, your house is going to flood. So, I mean, there's all sorts of little things that we paid attention to when the hurricanes came. This is what people in Florida do. Now, do people in other states prepare for stuff like this? I mean, you look at what happened with Hurricane Katrina. Who'd have thunk? Mystery swirls over a batch. Now, this is really weird. 10,000, more than 10,000 voter registration forms were brought in to the city clerk in Muskegon, Michigan. And it was a red flag for the city clerk and Meish. And see, less than 4,000 of the city's voting age registered residents, 4,000 of the city's voting age residents were not registered to vote. Population was somewhere around 38,000. So that means 34,000 were registered to vote out of all those, according to the way that the headline reads. But here's more than 10,000 voter registration forms being dumped in her lap, more than who is registered. And this doesn't smack of election interference and voter fraud? Really? Now, they're still investigating, believe it or not, unless somebody's being paid off not to, or told, you do, you're dead. We run the show here. You listen. Do what you're told. See, gotta love that. I gotta put that in there. Former President Trump and others are going to be arraigned in September 6th in Fulton County, Georgia. Yep, they're going to start proceedings headed up by President Trump. He's going to show up at 9:30 in the morning for his arraignment. Every 15 minutes, they're going to arraign one of the other 18 defendants. So, and they're going to take a break for lunch, of course, and come back and continue the arraignments. This whole thing is a real shift show. Mark Meadows, by the way, testified for over 2 hours, oh, 5 hours, rather. 5 hours, taking the witness stand in his attempt to remove the Fulton County, Georgia indictment against him to federal court. He basically said, hey, Fannie Willis doesn't seem to understand what the supremacy clause of the Constitution is. He said, all I did was set up a telephone call between the president and someone else in Pennsylvania. What does that have to do with Georgia? You see, this is why this case doesn't make a whole lot of sense. That's why it looks more political by the day. So if the federal judge does not allow it to be removed, they're going to appeal it to the 11th Circuit, and the 11th Circuit more than likely will take a very hard look at this. Yeah. And they may say, you know what, it's going to federal court, and we want another judge to hear it. You never know. They can do that. They can say, okay, we want a judge that's a little more impartial than you, or they're going to tell the judge in federal court that's an Obama appointee, do what you're told. Otherwise, you're not going to be a judge anymore. And I guarantee if Trump gets reelected in 2024, that judge won't be sitting on that bench. If that judge screws Trump over, I guarantee you, karma is a you-know-what, right? Speaking of which, about karma, University of North Carolina faculty member has been killed in a campus shooting, and a suspect is in custody. And you gotta wonder, it happened in one of the labs. We don't know if the shooting victim was Dr. Ralph Barrick, the scientist who initially worked on the COVID-19 virus. You talk about karma. Eventually, they're going to release it. Now, why would a faculty member be targeted unless somebody said, you know what? He's going to pay for what he did. Because see, Ralph Barrick was one of the ones who was working on the COVID-19 virus. And then, of course, that was turned over at Fauci's order, along with $3.28 million of funding to the Wuhan lab through Echo Health Alliance. We all know the story. In world news at 13 minutes after the hour, China's Evergrande property firm has lost $2 billion in value just overnight on the Hong Kong stock market, losing 80% of its share value the first day of trading after a 17-month suspension. So China's economy not doing as well as everybody thinks it is. Argentine economy minister Sergio Massa is in Brazil to discuss details of an agreement with radical leftist President Luiz Ignacio Lula da Silva that would allow Argentina to pay for Brazilian imports using Chinese yuan instead of the U.S. dollar. This, according to Argentina state-run news, they want to dump the dollar. This is what Argentina is seeking to do. It's all part of BRICS. They want to use Chinese yuan to pay Brazil. And, of course, is this the end of natural health information, as the article reads? You know, I find it's interesting about Joe Mercola. He has a tendency to drift off the medical platform and get into the surveillance state and other types of platforms. Canada, is what he's reporting on now, has enacted a new law called the Online News Act that forces social media companies to compensate domestic news organizations for content shared on their platforms. To comply with the new law, Meta banned all news. This is Facebook. Both national and international news stories from appearing in Facebook and Instagram feeds in Canada as of June 1st this year. Google is also blocking all Canadian news from its search, news, and Discover products in Canada as of June 29th of this year. Now, wait a minute. That's old news. Yeah, it's old news. But new stuff always pops up to make you wonder. Somebody did some analysis. So maybe we need to plug that analysis in and see if it makes sense. According to a citizen journalist, X, formerly Twitter, and the Anti-Defamation League, the ADL, your friends and mine out there that like to censor and ridicule people, they're working together. X and ADL are working together to censor people on the platform. ADL's also been influencing crowdfunding platforms like GoFundMe to deplatform certain users. This is up in Canada. Remember what they did to the truckers? Yeah. The ADL is using AI software to comb through podcasts and video game streams for extremist keywords. This would suggest ADL is surveilling the online activities of private citizens, even if those activities have nothing to do with the ADL's political and social causes. Here's the other thing about X now. While Elon Musk has called himself a free speech absolutist and promised X would be a free speech platform, evidence is suggesting otherwise, and why is that? See, this is like Trump hiring Bill Barr to clean up deep state. Really? Ex-CEO Linda Yaccarino is the chairman of the World Economic Forum's Task Force on Future Work and sits on the WEF's Media, Entertainment, and Culture Industry Governor's Steering Committee. Huh. She has stated that Lawful But Awful Post will be de-amplified and that the company policy is one of freedom of speech, not reach. X is also actively recruiting applicants for various censorship positions for the upcoming election in 2024. So there's a little analysis for you. Why would Musk do something so stupid as to hire somebody from the World Economic Forum to censor free speech unless he's in on it? Yeah, had to do that. Imagine if you will. Yeah. Submitted for your approval. Had to do the Rod Serling this morning. Because everybody's all of a sudden, those critical thinking just kicks in. And they're like, ah, aha, aha, you've been caught. Yep, all of a sudden people woke up. Somebody woke up out there. And you're realizing that things are not what they seem. That's right. National Archives, by the way, as we move into U.S. news, you snooze. Yep. National Archives has about 5,400 emails and records linked to Joe Biden's email aliases. Oh, my goodness. This, according to the House Oversight Committee, they got a hold of all these emails. And they're like, guess what? Yeah. Got a real problem here, because apparently a lot of these emails with these aliases all have to do with Hunter's business dealings and Joe when he was VP. Oh, my. Yes, we are in a bit of trouble. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said that initiating an impeachment inquiry into Biden would be a natural step forward. Of course, he's got half of Congress scared over it, and the rest are going, never going to happen. Of course, he said it on Fox News Channel Sunday Morning Futures. Impeachment inquiry would provide Congress the apex of legal power to get all the information they need to investigate concerns over whether Biden misused his office to assist family businesses. Okay, so we're all asking ourselves, why are they going after Trump for making a speech that he has a right to make? And then, see, jury has to decipher whether or not he said march on the Capitol and protest. I did not hear him say, go in, break into the Capitol and murder people. I hear him say anything about killing people and committing violent acts. I didn't hear him say that. Nope. That all happened when these people were entrapped at the Capitol grounds by Capitol Police and informants and agents provocateur working with the FBI and Pelosi and Bow Wow Wowzer. Yeah, you know, the mayor of Washington, D.C., that Trump said, look, ladies, I'll give you 20,000 troops to stop it. Nah, we don't want it. We got other ideas. We're going to trap all these people and start prosecuting them and turn D.C. into a gulag. D.C. doesn't belong to the U.S. taxpayer anymore. This according to Pelosi and Bowser. No, they're a sanctuary city for when all hell breaks loose. Federal Judge Tanya Chutkan, by the way, has set the trial date for the case dealing with Trump's efforts to challenge the 2020 election results for March 4th, right as the campaign swings begin. Don't tell me that's not. No, that's not politically timed. Of course it is. And of course, former President Trump's attorney and spokeswoman Alina Habba proclaimed that dates in his four criminal trials are not realistic and predicted they're going to be rescheduled. But we'll see. Tit for tat. There is a body language expert out there that reveals clues from the Trump mugshot and the GOP debate and the Tucker Carlson interview. And of course, we have a link to that in our email blast telling you how to spot who's truthful, who's a bully, and who should be watched closely. And speaking of the GOP debate, we've got another little interesting. I didn't even know this. How many of you know, and this is why, the Ramaswamy camp has used Nikki Haley's first name in an attack that has critics raising eyebrows? He called her a lying Namrata. Huh. Now, why would he do that? How many of you know? Now, this is what I want to know. How many inquiring minds want to know? This is something I did not know. How many of you know that Nikki Haley's birth name is Nimrata Nikki Randhawa, Indian heritage, just like Ramaswamy? So we got two Indians running for president. How many of you knew that? And of course, Nikki Haley, you know, who married long before her political career started and took on the name Haley, is basically chiding the Ramaswamy campaign, making a point of name calling. And I'm like, what? He just said what your real name was before you got married and changed it to Haley. Yeah, Nikki's a common Indian name. That's her legal middle name she goes by. Both of them are Indian American. Wow. You see how the political tit for tat works? I never knew, though, her name was Nimrata. Nimrata. Yeah. And how many knew that? Raise your hand if you knew. I did not know. Yep. Nimrata. Oh, wow. There's a new one for you in the latest tit for tat political attacks in the political arena. What a farce. That is something else. Jim Crenshaw, by the way, we have a video out reporting on the Maui fires and the human sex trafficking going on in the Hawaiian Islands. Pretty scary stuff. They're trying to turn it into the Epstein Islands. I mean, look at how close you are. Look at all points going out of Honolulu International Airport and OGG. Yeah, you know me. No, that's Maui. And I'm not sure just how the flights are in and out of there. I'm sure they're there because the airport wasn't affected by the fires. Isn't that amazing? Only certain parts of the island were affected. Makes you wonder. Hopefully Deborah Tavares will shed some light on that on our broadcast tomorrow. She's got the whole hour to herself. So, I mean, hey, a lot of you wanted her on, so we're going to bring her on talking about it. There is a Maui resident out there, a local resident, who says that the police chief's claim that officers knocked on doors warning residents trying to evacuate people is a total lie. Never happened. So even the residents are a little perturbed, huh? Two people were killed this week when a Broward County Sheriff's Office fire rescue helicopter fell from the sky and crashed into an apartment building in Pompano Beach, Florida. Little moment of silence for them. This is a Sheriff's Department helicopter. House Republicans have called on the DOJ to clarify the scope of the investigations involving Hunter Biden and provide relevant documents in the wake of the David Weiss being designated as special counsel and why his hands were tied. That's what they want to know. So we need clarity. In other words, we want to drag you all in front of our little tribunal and have a little tit for tat. It's good for C-SPAN. It's good for, you know, the people. They need to know. They need to think we're all transparent when behind the scenes, they have absolutely no idea what's going on. Bank of America, by the way, I don't know if you knew this or not, It's at the center of an ongoing J6 investigation. Yet not because it or its leadership was directly involved in the riot. No. There's an ongoing investigation into whether Bank of America supplied the FBI with financial records of people in the D.C. area from January 5th through the 7th of 2021. So the Right to Financial Privacy Act fails to protect people's privacy again. And as a result of the Jacksonville shooting, VP Chlamydia Harris went out with her pro-gun control, pushing that gun control, you know, all these little things that we need gun control that would not have prevented the attack. The sheriff clearly came out and told everybody in a press conference that the guy that did the shooting in Jacksonville at the Dollar General store had a manifesto, hated blacks. He turned the gun on himself. He did everybody a favor, including the justice system, by putting a bullet in his own head. But here's the thing. He bought those guns legally. So it's not the guns. It's the people possessing the guns. And exactly what was in this guy's mind and why did he have to put it in a manifesto? That's what I want to know. Yep. In economy and business, in that little sector, the central bank gold demand has soared to an all-new time high. The largest gold holdings of the top six central banks in the world, U.S., Germany, Italy, France, Russian Federation, and China. The U.K. only has 310 tons of gold, but China is expected to keep another 2,000 to 3,000 tons of gold off its official books, potentially making it the largest holder of gold in the world. Elon Musk Tesla, by the way, is facing legal showdowns because of this autopilot in the Tesla models, and they've caused fatalities. Huh. Two lawsuits right now that the self-driving technology led to fatal accidents. The American Airlines is facing the largest ever fine for keeping passengers waiting on board airplanes during hours-long delays on the tarmac. I mean, we're talking like 4.1 mil. I mean, it's a big fine. I mean, I don't know if American, I'm sure, can afford it with what they charge. I don't know. I can't fault the flight attendants, really, or the pilots. It's the airline. The attitudes of the flight attendants and the pilots all come from the nonsense they have to put up with. That's why you see the attitudes. 3M, you know the 3M company up in Minnesota, they have agreed to pay $6 billion to settle lawsuits over U.S. military earplugs that didn't work. 260 lawsuits just about filed by current and former U.S. military service members who say they suffered hearing loss from using these earplugs that didn't work. The world's largest crypto exchange could exit Russia. This is Binance. They've already banned users based in the country from conducting transactions in foreign currencies. Wow. And the United Arab Emirates reveals BRICS bank-related plans. We will tell you about those plans after we come back from our break here at the bottom of the hour. Hey, I have to have a chance to take a breath, all right? But these important messages you need to listen to while we are taking this little break. Power Mall opens in 30 minutes. Stay with us.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health, as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients, such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
And we're back at 32 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time here on this Tuesday with you on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Thanks so much for joining us. And of course, I told you before we went to break about the BRICS bank-related plans United Arab Emirates is looking into. Now, these folks are big into oil. And of course, they have a plan to develop trade and commit more capital to the group's new development bank. This, according to what the economy minister, Abdullah Bintouk Al-Mahri, told Bloomberg on Monday. Abu Dhabi joined the new development bank 2 years ago, and it's now among the six new members approved to join the BRICS community last week. If you had not heard, Argentina, Egypt, Ethiopia, Iran, Saudi Arabia, and the UAE are going to become full-fledged members of the BRICS group of major emerging nations from January 2024. Now, what does that mean for America? Well, they're trying to, as the pundits would say, devalue the dollar and make it worthless. But see, the thing is that people, we seem to forget. Despite what the pundits say, we don't know. See, this is where they get into the fear-mongering and they try to, do things. Every week, by the way, or whichever, I think once a month, I go out and score. Let me hold it up to the camera so you can see that. Yeah, I go out through various networks and I score. This is a Walking Liberty. Walking Liberty right there. It's a silver dollar, 0.999 fine. Yeah. I like to go out and score a few of those every month and beef up the supply. Now, what does this mean with all these people holding silver and gold? You know, well, you know, junk silver is good, but there's some debate over whether or not these BRICS countries, even though they don't want to trade in the U.S. dollar, means nothing, because what that does, if you look inward, you think about this economically. If we only have the dollar to exchange, what incentive do we have if it's not going to be a global dystopian workplace? We're only exchanging the dollar. How are they going to do this WEF thing to our dollar and incorporate a central digital bank? How's that going to happen? When you have BRICS on one end, the U.S. dollar on the other end, how's that going to happen? Now, you see, this is only if they intend on converting everything to the likes of cryptocurrency. In other words, it's all digital. It's all ether. You know, if they decide to take it, whatever is listed on it, your bank accounts are already a debit on one side, a credit on the other side. And the banks keeps these on computers digitally. And if all of a sudden the electric goes off and these computers fail to work, you got nothing anyway. So what does it mean? You know, see, the thing is that Russia and China already have the EMP weapons. We're going to be talking about that in future shows. But I mean, you look at this thing, you really think that all these entities out there? No. This is about a land grab. This is about the ability to send in a 20 million man army and take over a country and take over all the resources. This is not about central bank digital currencies. The Chinese could care less what the World Economic Forum. They go in there, they smile, but they're thinking something else. They're not going to participate in something they don't have immediate control over. They're not going to let these billionaires tell them what to do. Are you kidding me? Not going to happen. You can agree to disagree. I don't care. That's why the phone lines are open, 844-769-2944. They got a long road to hoe if they think the American people are going to put up with having all their hard cash digitized into something they can't use. Now, if this is the intent of our government and our government can't get it through the thick skull that we have a U.S. mint and that, you know, things have to be tied to something of value. You know, Commie Nixon took us off the gold standard. So, you know, when you're looking at stuff like that, no. We the people have to react. That's part of it. I am working on right now as we speak a new Substack article talking about you will own nothing and you will be happy and what you can do to counter it on the local level. And I'm talking about your own personal well-being as well as, that's DaveKrieger.substack.com, as well as in your community. I will talk about that here in a second when we get to gardening, farming, and homesteading, because that's what you're going to need to know and where you're going to have to plug it in. Four very powerful billionaires are creating an alternate autocratic reality. These are Peter Thiel, Elon Musk, Mark Zuckerberg, and Mark Andreessen. They're creating a world where nothing is true and all is spectacle. And if we are to inquire how we got to a place of radical income inequality, post-truth reality, and the looming potential for a second American Civil War, we need look no further than these four, the biggest wallets. To paraphrase historian Timothy Snyder, paying for the most blinding lights. Dark Gate, by the way. In July 2023, there was a maladvertising campaign, they call it malvertising, that lured potential victims to a fraudulent site for a Windows IT management tool. Unlike previous similar attacks, the final payload was packaged differently, not immediately recognizable. But what it did was, it was an SEO poisoning campaign. So it screwed, it's called Darkgate, and it screwed with your search abilities. Just so you know. So much for science and tech, huh? So, again, we told you that Idalia is expected to hit Category 3 before it makes landfall somewhere between the Panhandle and Tampa. So for those of you who know where the bend is, that would be Cedar Key. It constantly is getting pelted. So Cedar Key is kind of like right in the center there where the state of Florida comes out of the peninsula into the Panhandle. They call that the bend. And that's where Cedar Key is located. And they always get pelted. So they think that that's where the center of it's going to end up. So they say, do they really know? Can they really predict the weather? Are they steering the weather? What are they doing here? The U.S. Department of Energy has proposed new rules. Oh, this is, you know, I read this headline and I went, you gotta be, it's one of those moments. You gotta be kidding me. There's proposing new rules. You want to talk about stupid is as stupid does, that would impose energy efficiency standards. Are you ready for this? On ceiling fans. Ceiling fans. Really? They use less electricity than air conditioners do, and they want to impose energy efficiency standards on ceiling fans. Oh, my God. You know, here's the problem. I think I really need to contact somebody from USA-made fans. I don't know if Hunter's made in the USA or not. We need to contact some of these people and have them on the show and talk about what these energy efficiency standards are going to do to their business. You know, they want to go after stuff like gas stoves and portable gas generators. This means you need to stock up on those things. You need to have a gas stove. You need to have some way of producing, whether it's natural gas, whether it's propane. I'm a big propane fan, but like anything else, propane runs out. So you have to use it sparingly. You got to have enough of a supply to last you for at least a couple of years until you can figure out where to get your local propane gas from. You always have to make sure, by the way, to make sure that your propane tanks are full. I know a lot of propane suppliers are like, well, we have to save some for all our other customers, so we'll regulate and we'll check on your propane tank supply, and if it gets below, you know, 20%, we'll come fill you up. Nope. You have to insist that, look, if you're going to supply me with propane, and here's the thing about leasing propane. See, they have to check. Because you're paying them every month to check. Now, your ability to pay them every month is going to become an issue, because if you break your lease, what happens? They want to sue. But if there's no electricity, how can they file a lawsuit? Because computers that generate these lawsuits rely on what? Electricity. You see, this whole thing works around electricity, and that's what the Chinese and the Russians and the North Koreans and the Iranians know, that if they can take out our grid, we can't function. Because everybody except the Amish and the Mennonites are used to this. So this is why I made the comment yesterday about we got to live like the Amish. And Joe Allen kind of went, had that moment, right? See, they got something going on, which is why I've had conversations with them personally and asked them questions like, you know, how would you live without electricity? Well, here's a book right here, Living Without Electricity. I got it from the Amish bookstore. And see, if your mind is not open to this stuff and you think, that can't happen here. Oh, my God. You'll be the one that they come for when all hell breaks loose in America. And I really believe that it's going to. It's just a matter of when. Nevada tribal rangers, we got a new video out showing Native American tribal police busting up a climate change activist blocking the road to Burning Man, which is the only road in and out. And this climate change protest, they apparently pulled a trailer in there and caused a mile-long backup of blocking traffic to the annual Burning Man Festival, which is where all the billionaire techies go. Well, the tribal rangers crashed through the blockade and arrested everybody.
Well, we're only here to protest climate change.
Oh, no, you're not. You're trespassing on tribal land. Gotcha! Yeah, they need a little come-to-Jesus meeting, huh? Jeff in North Carolina, how are you, sir?
Hey, good morning, Dave. Love listening to you, like always. Great days we're having here, Dave. We got to have a shooting in Jacksonville, a shooting right down the road here where I'm from. But, you know, it's good, though. I'm happy, though, that, like you say, Chlamydia Harris went down to Jacksonville. I feel better that happened, Dave. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, she doesn't have a fly to unzip, per se, does she?
Well, hey, man, I just know, I guess if she might be have a good speech, maybe if she can keep from laughing every minute or so, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it takes all the seriousness out of her conversation when she starts guffawing at things, especially gun control. Oh, my. I guarantee you they all have arms. I guarantee you they're all armed. I guarantee you they have security. They have protection. They're not worried. They just don't want you to have protection. Oh, no. That's all it amounts to. I mean, that's what socialists love. So here we go.
Oh, yeah. They're protected, so they're very happy. But you know what the good news is, Dave? I just found this out last night. I found out that The View got canceled for a little while off TV. So that's the good news for the day.
I didn't pay much attention, but thanks for letting me know that.
Yeah, oh, I just found that out. I mean, there are a bunch of morons. I just found that out yesterday, and I was laughing about that because I guess Jason Aldean filed a multi-million-dollar suit against Whoopi Goldberg for calling him out and calling him a racist and stuff. Did you, uh-huh. did you know about that?
Yeah, I did, and they're going to make him prove it. They're going to make him prove. They'll ask Whoopi, what defines a racist? And how do you think he's a racist? And see, if it goes to trial, a jury is going to get to hear this, and a jury is going to come to really understand this leftist garbage that's going on right now. And they're probably going to all wake up because they're going to hear both sides of the story, and they're going to decide for themselves, you know, calling people names is not appropriate, especially if you're going to do it in public and you're going to demean somebody. Now, but the thing is, and understand, this is how it works now that we have the Spokio versus Robbins decision by the Supreme Court in June of 2016. In order to prove, because he's a Jason Aldean is a popular guy, he's a public figure, right? So
right,
what has
right.
to happen? Jason's got to prove his reputation was damaged, and by how much? Did his album sales drop because she called him a racist? He's going to have to prove that. Otherwise, he's got no case, according to the Supreme Court. So we'll see how far that goes.
Yeah, right.
I think he did it just to shut her up and cost her a bunch of money.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what, Dave? It's just like I think these people want us to be so brainwashed and brain dead that they want us Caucasian people to walk around and say, you know, we're so sorry for being Caucasian. Everybody, please forgive us. Please.
What you talking about, Willis?
Yeah. Please forgive me for being Caucasian. Will you please forgive me for that? You know.
I need reparations. I want reparations, Jeff. I got to have me some reparations. Oh, my. this is where it goes, you know? I mean, we're all slaves to the rhythm right now, aren't we? Until we rise up and do the right thing, we're all slaves to the rhythm. I hate to disillusion anybody out there. But, you know, we're trapped in our own little world. We got to figure out how to get rid of this cognitive dissonance and start becoming free-thinking people.
I know we really do. All right, Dave, well, I'm going to let you go, man. Thanks so much. God bless you, man.
God bless you, too. We appreciate you. Thank you for your service. By the way, now we're to the gardening, farming, homesteading. Here we go. Now, I'm going to tell you, I did some stuff yesterday. I went out, made some contacts. I have a local producer of farm products. These are veggies, fruits and vegetables and whatnot that they have been growing on their farm. And they have an actual order system where they process. They go to flea markets, farmers markets. I actually investigated them, investigated four people, had a conversation with them, as a matter of fact. And they emailed me all of their what they do and how their process works and how you do your order 24 hours in advance so they can get your stuff ready to go. And then you come pick it up on certain days of the week. So see, I did that. And then I went to visit my local butcher, one of them. There are many out there. We had a conversation. I would love to get this guy on the show to talk about his beliefs in this, because we connected when I went to visit him. There were two guys in there that were doing all this. Their meat prep room was, I mean, there was still soap on the floor. They were in the middle of scrubbing it and sanitizing it when I showed up, and they took some time out to call me or to talk to me about what they were doing. And I immediately brought up mRNA in the food, and they immediately, boy, I mean, their eyes lit up. They were not ready to hear that, but to say we are farm to table. In other words, what it means is they only buy from local farmers they know, don't inject their cows with genetically modified garbage. This is what they do, and they sell it. And I found out, I said, now exactly what do you get for the money? And they proceeded to tell me about all of that. They gave me a complete list of what you get when you buy a quarter side of beef, because they only sell it in the quarter and the half sides. Now, a quarter side of beef would be enough to feed one person for just about an entire year if they didn't eat meat every day. Two people, it would probably last them about 6 months for about $650. Now, understand how that works. You're getting great cuts of meat that are individually wrapped in bags that have never been frozen, and then you take them home. They prepare them for you. They call you when the order's ready. You come get it. This is the sort of thing you need to be investigating right now. I took the initiative, and I'm telling you what I found out. These guys know about the mRNA garbage. They know about the tainted meat. They were very dead set against it, and that's the kind of people you need to confront and have this conversation. And you need to tell them about what you know about mRNA injecting into the food. I said, they've already gotten the pork. And what was really sad was, during our little conversation, some guy showed up. They'd been out hunting, and they bagged themselves 4 feral hogs. And they were in the back of the pickup. And they wanted to know, can you process them? And he sent them away. He said, look, I hate to burst your bubble, but if you're going to bag animals in the wild, you need to dress them, field dress them, gut them, get all the guts out, clean them up, and put them on ice. They need to come here chilled. You don't shoot them and then bring them here raw in the truck, not gutted. We're not doing that. We can't bring them in here. It's against the law. You see, these guys are thinking. Yeah, you don't do stuff like that. My 11-year-old grandson knows better. He knows how to field dress a deer. Yeah, you know, this is not right. Some people just, they wanted to play these guys to see if they'd do it. No, they're smarter than that, folks. They're butchers. This is what I'm talking about. You need to go have this conversation. You need to find a local butcher and have this conversation. You will need to know that. Because if you're going to stock up, I mean, a lot of people, if you've looked on wholecows.com, you know what kind of money they're charging for freeze-dried meat. And it ain't cheap. So you should know that. The thing is, a lot of people say, look, you know, I need to have a supply and I'm willing to pay the price. Okay, that's fine. I can get a half a year supply of meat for $650. You're paying $300 for 4 bags of meat, little ones. All right. Freeze dried. Do the math. And please go out and investigate. Because see, all you have to do is have a way to keep the meat frozen. If you got solar panels or some sort of alternative energy production source, you got it made. And you can keep your meat supply for, you know, 2 years frozen. It'll be okay. Wouldn't keep it much more than that unless you really have a way to prevent freezer burn. Otherwise, it's no good. The Motor City is known for leading the way when it comes to autos, but one neighborhood in Midtown Detroit is also leading the way in urban agriculture. Guess what they've done? They are currently feeding 2,000 families within a 2-mile radius. Oh, the Michigan Urban Farming Initiative is a new type of neighborhood built around a community farm. This is a 3-acre garden in the heart of Agrihood. Yep, feeds 2,000 families within a 2-mile radius. 300 diverse kinds of veggies surrounded by 200 fruit trees. Now that's 3 acres. Hello, are we dropping some hint bombs here? Think about that. Could you make money doing this? This is something, if you're retired, you might be able to make a little bit of extra income if you can score some acreage out there. There's still land available. Why aren't you looking?
I don't know. I don't think it's going to be that bad.
Really? I'll tell you what, you're going to need some way to barter food because people are going to need it, especially if we are hit with an EMP attack. We also have an article about 15 reasons why you never want to throw out your tea bags. Yeah. The unassuming tea bag possesses a world of untapped potential beyond brewing your favorite blends. So our email blast is showing you 15 ingenious ways to repurpose used tea bags to enhance your home and garden. And we also have an interesting story about a homesteading mom of 5 in Michigan. Meal Prepping Pro says she's got enough meals in her pantry to last for the next 2.5 years and she goes shopping just once a month and saves $12,000 a year by growing and preserving food for her family. You're going to love that story. Yep, because we don't have a whole lot of time. We got a minute left, so the CDC is seeking to minimize sepsis conditions contributing to over 700,000 U.S. deaths each, 700 deaths a day, but it's 270,000 a year is what they're estimating. Now, if you multiply that times 10, you do the math, that's 2.7 million, and now factor in the jab component. How many vaccinated, how many are going to die as a result of sepsis because they go to a hospital and they let them go, but not before making a bunch of money. Gotta love it. Didn't get to everything. I may do a little after hour today because, I mean, there's some pretty important stuff I got to cover. We're going to be back at the top of the hour with Richard Gage here on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.